This brings back great memories, really great memories. Mr. President, I just want to say a couple of things that I think everybody here thinks is obvious, but we need to say it anyway. The first, you were the greatest friend that Israel ever had in the Oval Office. The second thing is that the tragedy that is now befalling the state of Israel, and it breaks me out my heart, and I work on this every day, and I go back and forth. I'm wearing this is to commemorate the hostages, still 130 hostages that are being held in the worst conditions. As you said, this wouldn't have happened had we still been in power, had you still been in power, had I still been working for you, for obvious reasons, because the money that now Iran is using to sell oil, the money that you cut off to the Palestinians that they now have, the money you cut off to the United Nations that they still have, all of this was the lubricant that enabled Hamas to conduct their horrible attacks and Hezbollah too. It took a lot of money. You cut it all off, and President Biden brought it all back. And so we really wish you never left office, because we're feeling the pain right now because of that. And the last thing I'll just say is, when you move the embassy to Jerusalem, and we were there together in the Situation Room, and you got pushback from other countries, but you also got pushback from some of your own people. And I was there with you, and I remember what you said. You said, I promised I'm gonna do this, and this is the right thing. And the signal that you sent to the world, not just to those people in that room, but to the whole world, is that the United States will stand with its allies, and the United States will not flinch from the threats of rogue nations. And that message, as much as it elated me and it elated everybody else in this room, that message resonated. It resonated in North Korea, it resonated in Iran, it resonated in Russia. And when the history books are written, I believe that is one of the reasons why under your administration, there were no new wars. We owe you a great gift. A great gratitude that we cannot repay. Thank you.
Thank you, David, for the great job.